Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday, May 22nd edition of Byers & Company. We're live at 8 a.m. Joining us this hour, Todd Werpy, Greg Webb. We'll talk with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports and the Redbird Report with Mike Claiborne. It all starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here live at 8 a.m. 31,000 employees serving customers in over 170 countries. They have a what they call a global value chain that includes approximately 500 crop procurement locations, 270 ingredient manufacturing facilities, 44 innovation centers, and the world's premier crop transportation network connecting the harvest to the home. And we're having a lot of fun here today. I'm going to introduce you to Todd Werpy. Todd is the Senior Vice President and Chief Technology Officer for Archer Daniels Midland Company and a member of the company's Executive Council. We know each other a little bit. We crossed paths on the Decatur Public Schools Foundation board, and you have such an impressive resume, and you're an interesting guy for a scientist. I always tell everybody this, because when we start looking at what you do for a living, my eyes just hurt, because it is absolutely amazing. So tell me, you're fairly new in the world of ADM, is that correct? I mean, you've been here, what, 11 years?
Yep, it'll be 11 years in June.
All right, and where did you start?
So I was at one of the Department of Energy's multi-purpose national laboratories in Washington State. I was there for about 20 years. But I actually have a long history with ADM. We did a number of joint research projects with them, really going back to the early 90s. So I've been in Decatur off and on for the past 25 years.
Yeah, I'm going to warn everybody, he is much smarter than all of us, and so I'm going to walk you through this. You hold 30 U.S. patents in the area of catalyst and chemical conversion of biomass to chemicals. What does that mean?
Yeah, so one of the things that we're always trying to do is drive sustainability. Out of a barrel of oil, 90% of that oil goes into energy, so whether it's home heating oil or for gasoline and diesel. But about 10% of that barrel goes into materials, whether that's carpet fibers or parts for your car, whatever it is. And so one of the things that I've been really devoted my career to is trying to change that from a non-renewable resource to a renewable resource, so we can improve the environmental footprint and have a more sustainable method of making those materials that we use.
Okay, now you were the recipient in 2015 of the American Chemical Society Award for Affordable Green Chemistry. This is a big award, right? I'm not asking you to pat yourself on the back. I'm saying, but I mean, this is, I mean, you know, you're doing stuff here that's being recognized, you know, nationally in your efforts.
Yeah, and that was an interesting and obviously a big honor for me personally and professionally. That was really based on a technology we developed when I was at Pacific Northwest National Laboratory. But interestingly, Brian, we licensed that technology to ADM, and we subsequently built a plant here in Decatur. And that technology is to make propylene glycol, which is probably the most common uses in de-icing materials. So when you're sitting at O'Hare and your plane's being de-iced, that's likely material that came out of Decatur.
Really? Mm-hmm. And where does it come from? What does it start as?
So we start that process with when you make biodiesel, we make biodiesel from vegetable oils, and the co-product from that is called glycerin. Glycerin was kind of, I don't want to call it a waste material because it had uses, but a relatively low-value material. And we developed a technology that allowed us to convert that glycerin into propylene glycol. And so that plant, like I said, it's a 100,000 metric ton facility, and it's built here in Decatur.
That's amazing. And it is amazing as a scientist. I mean, you take things and you make stuff, and then what's left over, you figure out something to make out of that. And then what's left over from that, you figure out a way to make something else, and you keep going and going and going.
And that's really the premise, frankly, behind many of the things that ADM does, right? So when you think about corn wet milling, for example, which you're sitting at the largest corn wet mill in the world, we grind corn to make starch. Right, and that starch goes to make ethanol, goes to make high fructose corn syrup, and about 50 other products. But there's a lot of other things that come along with that corn kernel besides starch. So there's protein, there's fiber. And one of the great things about corn wet milling and the development of that technology is we found a home for everything. So it either goes to animal feed, it goes to human food. So we use 100% of that kernel, and we create value along the chain
That's amazing. We visited the islands of New England this past September, and we saw a corn wet mill from like 200 years ago. You know, can you imagine what those folks would think of what it is you guys are doing here?
It's a little different. Technology's changed a lot.
All right, now you are formerly the Senior Vice President of Research and Development. Now you are the Senior Vice President and Chief Technology Officer for ADM. We all understand how technology just changes right before our eyes, right? I mean, we probably advanced more in the last 10 years technology-wise than maybe the 100 years combined previous to that. How do you stay on top of that?
Well,
you know, a company this size.
Yeah, so we have a strong network. So we have about 250 employees here in Decatur in R&D. And frankly, as a scientist, one of your jobs is to maintain that, that position, read the literature, go to conferences, make sure you're on top of what's changing. And I would tell you, Brian, that the one of the most exciting things that's happened in my career is the change in biotechnology. It's really funny. I mean, just as an example, we've always known how to sequence for a long time. And the technology change wasn't actually in the science. It was in the computing power. And so things that used to take 6 months now take 6 hours. And that's happened over the last 10 to 15 years.
What was your aha moment, when you realized the world was a different place? I'll give you mine. I was in another country, and I had an app that you could point the camera of your phone at a language that wasn't yours, and it would translate it on the phone automatically. And I thought, okay, anything is possible.
Well, I think one of the things for me is this was probably 15 years ago. I was at a conference out in Washington, D.C., and I met Craig Vintner, who was one of the gentlemen that discovered or initially sequenced the human DNA. And he set a goal, this was one of the XPRIZE technologies, he set a goal to sequence the human DNA for $10,000 or less. You can probably do it today. You can send in for DNA 23 or whatever, and you can get your nationality sequence for $29.95.
Right. But 15 years ago, it was 10 grand.
Yeah.
Or that was the goal.
Yeah. And so, but again, the technology was not in the bio side. The technology was in the computing power. And that's just changed the landscape. Really of the world, as we all know.
Do you find that most people that you run into, in day-to-day life, that ADM is like a big mystery to them? Not in any nefarious way, it's just that you just don't realize what it is exactly. And there's so many things that you do here that most people just don't realize what it's done every day here.
Yeah, so I don't know if you saw, but we were just ranked, right? We're the 48th largest company in the world, and maybe one of the least known, right? Which is in a little way unbelievable. But as you know, we're business to business. So we're not a 3M where we're out in front of the customer every day or a Coca-Cola, right?
Right.
So we're kind of in the background. But what's amazing is I think you would be really hard-pressed to go through a day in which ADM didn't touch your life, whether it's the bread you eat, whether it's whatever's on your table, whether it's the fuel you're putting in your car. In some way, ADM touches just about everybody's life in this country just about every day.
All right. And what? So give me some more examples besides, I mean, those are the obvious ones that if you know what ADM does. But there's a lot of other things that I don't think people would even think of. I mean, like the de-icing of the plane.
Yeah, so one of the things, we do a lot of things, right? I mean, so food is clearly core to us, right?
Yep.
And logistics and transportation. So if you look, you mentioned our value chain. So we start with origination. Farmers are our customers, right? I mean, they're our suppliers. And then we take that grain, we ship it globally, and we process that grain into products that people use every day. Food and animal feeds are probably the two biggest and best known.
And to non-farmers, talk a little bit about animal feeds and just how big an industry that is.
Well, about 50% of the crop in one way or another goes to feed animals, whether it's sort of in bulk rations or whether it's in specialty feeds. And ADM participates in both of those value chains. So, for example, here in Decatur, we have a bioproducts facility. We're probably the third largest lysine producer, which is an amino acid, an essential amino acid for animal feeds. We also make threonine at this facility. So we touch that market segment, again, every day, right?
Okay. It's pretty amazing stuff. So what's the next 5 years look like?
Yeah, so I think one of the things we're very excited about is we had a ribbon-cutting ceremony about 3 weeks ago. So we have a really great partnership with DuPont, and we've developed a very interesting technology for making a new plastic. Plastics is a pretty generic word, but one of the things that's interesting for me about that place is, I mean, how many times do you go home and say, gee, my carpet's worn out, right? I mean,
right. We're
meeting people's needs from a fiber and a film perspective, right? We buy new carpet because we don't like the color anymore. And so there's not many unmet needs in that market space, but we've developed a new plastic with DuPont that is really going to make a difference and really serving an unmet need in the market. And that is particularly, so this is a new polymer that improves the barrier properties for plastic bottles, right? So if you bear with me just a second.
No, no. It's
so,
just...
so, you know, when you buy a 2-liter bottle of Coke or Pepsi,
right,
you know how you notice how thin that bottle is?
Yes.
When you buy that 12-ounce bottle, you notice how thick it is?
Yeah.
And the reason it's thick is because they're trying to keep the CO2 inside in the beverage, right, to give it that carbonated, that not flavor, but that carbonated feel, right,
sure.
Sensation. So we have a new polymer that has barrier properties that are about 15 times better than the current material used to bottle carbonated beverages. So what that's going to mean to the companies and to customers is we're going to be able to make a 12-ounce bottle, a pop, using 25% less material than we do currently today and still have the same barrier properties that the current material has. So that's very exciting. And the second big marketplace for that is going to be in countries where the supply chain is less developed. So we can extend the shelf life from, say, 2 to 3 times, right? So it's really cool.
And that's a big deal. When it takes a long time to get something somewhere, you're using up a lot of the shelf life on the way.
Yeah, or they have to make the bottle thicker. So, you know, Coca-Cola has been very successful with what they call their plant bottle, which that's about 20% made from a renewable material. And this is going to allow that industry to I think, advance pretty significantly.
And does all of this help reduce our need for foreign oil? I mean, you know,
absolutely.
The development of this. I mean, so there's multi-purposes. I mean, yes, the purpose is to serve the customer, right?
Yeah.
But the byproduct of that is making our country less dependent on stuff that we don't have any control over.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know how many bottles of Coke and Pepsi and beverages
sure.
and carbonated materials. I mean, PET is a huge molecule. And so this is going to be, I think, a big deal in the marketplace. So we're very excited about that.
All right. So tell me about, the renovations going on at the research center. You talked about the new starch lab, the FDME pilot plant, you know, all of these things that are going on that most people are unaware of. But
yeah.
There's a lot of stuff being invested right here in Decatur.
Yeah. And if you don't mind, maybe I'll start with the facility and where we're in today, right?
Yes.
So the North American headquarters.
It looks great.
I think it turned out very well. So we invested about $9 million in this facility. It was kind of fun, right? If you saw the progress, there's, you know, we pulled all the windows out of the facility. We wanted to make sure, you know, we had a healthy environment for our employees, an exciting place to come to work. I think it looks great. We remodeled the inside as well. You know, but we had this orange rubber coating, which you could
yeah.
see very clearly if you were flying into Decatur, right?
Right.
And I had a few of my colleagues say, are we really going to have an orange building? I'm like, no, just a little patience here. We'll get to the final
sure.
product. So, yeah, I think it turned out great. But we did spend about $9 million just on the exterior to kind of snap that up a little bit. And we put several million in the inside, as you can see as well, with redoing the flooring, redoing restrooms and desks, and just really making it a more comfortable environment for our people. We talked a little bit about the FDME pilot plant.
Yes.
That was a several million dollar investment between ADM and DuPont. And we're now building a new laboratory over in the Randall Research Center. We're adding about 20,000 square feet of R&D space to that facility.
That was my gym in 1982. It was formerly Lakeview High School, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And so we're going to have a food innovation center there. So that new laboratory is going to be 100% dedicated to applications for food. So our protein R&D, our carbohydrate research, fats and oils, everything we do as it relates to food applications to serve our customers will now be in a new facility.
Right.
And we're hoping to be in that by sometime end of October, September.
Oh, so quickly then.
Yep.
Yeah, that's
renovation
amazing.
Is underway.
Well, it's pretty cool. Most people don't get a chance to see this trading floor that we're sitting right off
yeah.
of, which is pretty impressive when you see it full
yeah.
on and in action. And do you just walk by it and not see it anymore?
Oh, no.
That's the problem with people that live in Hawaii. You know, like after a while, the view just becomes your daily view.
No, you know, it's impressive, right? And I think the one thing that when you walk in here, I mean, and I still get that feeling, it's just the fact that it's, you know, it's a totally open concept, right? I
mean, yeah.
People aren't isolated. Everybody's a partner on the floor. You're talking to your neighbor all the time because you don't have a choice, right? You're
right.
sitting right there. And I think that model, right? I mean, it's kind of funny because there's a lot of design thinking that goes into buildings today, and that's one of the things people are doing. Well, ADM's been doing that here for
a
45 years or something like that. Right?
Yeah, so, it's pretty impressive. When you think about just the global implications.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it is pretty amazing stuff. Well, listen, I wish we had more time. We got to get Greg Webb in here, but we appreciate you coming out early this morning. Thank you for being
Ryan,
with us.
No, Ryan, appreciate it.
All right.
Okay.
That's Todd Werpy, Senior Vice President and Chief Technology Officer for Archer Daniels Midland Company. We get back on the other side of the break. Greg Webb's going to join us. We'll be back. Here's Lindsay Romano with your 3-day forecast.